Hello and welcome to the sixth and final Kumite RPG playtest series fight between Aikido and Judo. After last match where we used the D6, we're going to continue to use the D6 in place of a D20. This is a fairly significant rule change, but after how the last fight went, it's definitely worth exploring to see if it holds true again for this fight. I think it definitely worked. So, and it was a very exciting fight in the last one where Capoeira took on Boxer. The Capoeira went on full attack after being defeated by Judoka by knockout in his previous fight. He came back and took out the Boxer at the bottom of the third turn in the second round with a knockout. So he rolled very well, but he got it done. He also got gassed at the end of the first round. That's part of his technique, I guess, or part of the payoff with Capoeira. You can do a lot of damage, but it takes a lot of fitness, and you've got to get it done. Otherwise, you are gone. And I guess that's just the way that I've built the Capoeiran style for this game, as opposed to, say, something like Aikido, which is 100% defensive and is very efficient on stamina. So Aikido is more of a long fight type style, where a Capoeira is more come out swinging and hope to just knock your opponent out. And that's just the mechanics and the way I've set it up, because I would like that idea. So anywho, Aikido versus Judo, fight number 6, the final for the playtest series for now. And we will recap the player stats. So Aikido has a stamina of 10, toughness of 11, reflexes of 15, strength of 8, speed of 17, balance of 13, and an agility of 9. While our Judoka has a stamina of 8, toughness of 10, reflexes of 13, strength of 11, speed of 17, balance of 9, and an agility of 15. In terms of attack levels, again, because we're using the D6, so this used to be a score out of 20, 1 being full attack mode and 20 being full defense mode. Now we're using the D6, and so Aikido, going full defense mode, sets his attack level at 6. He will always defend with a score of 6. And the Judoka is coming out with a fairly aggressive number 2 for attack level. So he's going to attack 66% of the time. We're also implementing a counter-attack rule, which I talked about last game, but didn't get a chance to use because no one landed a counter-attack successfully. And that is where if on a defense you land counter-attack damage and on your next turn you attack, you get advantage on that attack roll. This is to sort of counteract the whole, you can get advantage on defense rolls by setting up a defense, but at this point there was no way to get advantage on an attack roll. And I like the idea of, well, I've been attacked and I managed to counter. If I'm coming in for another hit, I've already got him on the back foot. And so that's a way just to balance up the advantage defense against advantage attack. And it kind of works, you know, in a narrative sense. You know, I've ducked, I've hit, I'm coming for another hit, and I'm sort of, I'm rolling with it. So hopefully, because I know the Judoka has a number of counterattack defenses, and so if he manages to land one of those, he may get advantage on his next attack roll, if the dice gods so will it. So anyway, without further ado, Aikido versus Judo, fight number 6, rolling for initiative. Aikido rolls a 5, and Judo rolls a 6. So Judo will go first in this round, rolling for his attack level. Rolls a 2, he will set up a defense. And to Aikido, he will always set up a defense. Can't roll higher than a 6 on a D6. So we are back to Judo. Turn 1 finished. This time he rolls another 2, and he will set up a defense. Unable to beat his attack level so far. And that goes back to Aikido, who will set up another defense. Back to Judo. Turn 3. Rolls a 3. He will attack now. And he will attack with technique number 3. Now in judo, attack roll 3 would equal a Daki Age, which has a primary skill of speed, secondary skill of agility, difficulty of 8, does 2 damage. And it's pretty cheap on stamina, just 1 on success and 1 on fail. So let's roll this up and see how he goes. Now Aikido will have advantage on his defense roll, so I mustn't forget that. And he rolls a 6, starting the match with a crit. Speed and agility, which I believe are, yep, So he gets the full 17 plus 8. Oh, he doesn't even get the 8. He gets the full 15 because of a crit. Difficulty of 8 has done nothing, so no stamina penalty. Math, we've got 23, 28, 38. 38, 38 makes 45. Super strong. Attack to start, to send his first attack. Rolls a 5, so Aikido rolling a 5 for his defensive technique. That will be a Senkyo, so we've got 2 counter-attack damage possible. But I would say he's probably going to have to roll a crit himself in order to compete. Let's see how he goes. He rolls a 5, tantalizingly close, but won't get the crit advantage. And I would say that that is going to be the difference, and it will be. Plus 1 on the dice roll. So 23 makes 23, 31, 39. So, I mean, 39, very solid defense, but it's not strong enough to defeat the judoka's attack of 45. And the judoka used the Daki Age attack, so it will do 2 damage to the Aikidoka. So a very strong, a very good start for... I didn't roll with advantage. Hang on, all right, we've got to double check. If this is a 6, this could change things. And doesn't roll a 6. Okay, so Aikido did get his advantage in the end, but it made no difference. He still failed on his... he rolled a 4 with his second roll. So the 5 stakes, nothing changes. So he takes 2 hit points damage, and he takes 1... Or judoka, I'll just do this. Judoka takes 1 stamina point for successful execution of Daki Age, while the Aikidoka Senkyo defense costs 2 on a failure. So judo, definitely off to a good start. Turn number 3, Aikido. Again, he will defend. And back to judo, turn number 4. Attack level roll, rolls a 2. Does not pass his attack level, so he will set up a defensive roll. And back to Aikido, who will, again, set up a defensive roll. Aikido fights are very fast. When you set up, it's like full defense. It's like every turn, I'm just going to wait. It's kind of dull. And maybe that's an issue. I don't know. Tell me in the comments below. Okay, so back to judo. So the 5th turn, round 1, and he rolls a 2. He will defend again, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because Aikidoka will defend, and that is the end of the first round already. With judo taking out that first round, takes out the first round, dealing just those 2 hit points of damage, while Aikido dealt none, and so that is all judo needs to do to get the first round victory. Reclaiming stamina points, Aikido goes back down to 1, and you get half rounded up, so half of 1 is a half, rounded up is 1, and yeah, judo will start the second round with 0 stamina points compared to the stamina points of 1 for Aikido. So that is very interesting. So we're into round 2, rolling for initiative, Aikido, 6, and 2. So Aikido will go first this round, and he will set up a defense. Judo's turn now for attack level, rolls a 3, he will attack, and he attacks with a 5. 5 is the Ashigurama attack. This deals 2 damage and only has a difficulty of 9. So this is a pretty strong attack for judo. Let's roll it up and see how he goes. Rolls a 3. Then we've got speed and agility, so 17, 8. It has a difficulty of 9 and he loses none on stamina. So this is very strong. 20, 28, and that makes 37. So again, great. Great attack. The Aikido technique roll. Rolls a 2. That is the Ikkyo technique. Ikkyo technique. Now, he needs to roll good here. And rolls a 5, so that is very solid. Not a crit, but he will get that, and he loses 1 there. I think he's got just enough to sneak past here. No counterattack though with an Ikkyo. We've got 22, 30, 39, minus 1, 38. So the defense of 38 defeats the attack of 37 by the narrowest of margins. Ikkyo, it takes no stamina points on success. He also takes no damage, and the Ashigaruma technique costs just one stamina on a fail. And again, I don't think I rolled with advantage. Not that it makes any difference. And he rolled a six. So, hey, still wouldn't have made any difference. Must remember to roll this. Because, I mean, Aikido does that all the time. It's just an advantage, advantage, advantage. Mental note to self. Turn two, round two. And Aikido defends yet again. He is a boring, boring boy. And the judoka rolls a five on his attack level. He will attack. Technique roll, a four. That is the Ducky Age attack. Let's roll this one up. He rolls a six, gets the crit. Beautiful. So 17, gets the full secondary skill of 15, gets an eight, and he will suffer one stamina points, but still very, very strong. 23 makes 28, makes 38, makes 46 minus 1, 45. Yeah, I think Aikido's really got a crit here. Let's see what technique he tries. He tries again the Ikkyo, so no counterattack damage possible. Really does need to roll a 6 here, otherwise he's not in it. And he rolls a 1. So that's not going to work for him. I think the 2 hit points of damage from the Ducky Age are indeed coming to the Aikidoka. He does get a 9. He's on 1 stamina point, so 18, 26, 35, 34. So yeah, 34 easily defeated by the 45. But that was a crit. When you crit, you hit. So a failed Ikkyo takes 1 stamina. Aikido also takes 2 hit points of damage from the Ducky Age attack. And the Ducky Age attack has 1 stamina point on successful execution. So, turn number 3, round 2, Aikido defends. Mental note to self, be sure to set advantage. He rolls a 3. Judo rolls a 3 on his attack level. That means he will attack this round. And he rolls a 1 for his attack technique, which is the Ippon Sayonage. So let's roll this one up. And he crits again. Wow, Judo bringing the pain. And he's on 2 stamina points now. So that is 23, 33, 38, 47 minus another 45. Super, super strong. Aikido's defense technique is a 5. That's a Senkyo. He's got some counterattack damage, but he's going to have to crit to make it work. Needs a 6. He does have advantage. Let's make sure I roll it. Rolls a 1. And second roll, rolls another 1. Oh, Aikido. What has gone wrong with you today? He just has not shown up to fight. It's an 8 difficulty, and he's minus 2 stamina. 18, 26, 34 minus, so 32. 32 again, easily defeated by the Ducky Age. Ducky Age? No, it was Ippon Sayonage. That's right. So, that was defense round 4, and then he attacked. Yes, so, Senkyo, on a fail, Aikido takes 2 stamina points, and he will take 1 damage, while the judoka will take 1 stamina point for landing that technique. Turn 5, round 2, Aikido defends yet again, the advantage making absolutely no difference at this point. He's had a couple of good defensive rolls, but you know, a couple of ones in a row, and they were up against crits. He just hasn't been in it, and that's resulted in 3 hit points of damage nearing the end of the second round. Judoka now, rolling his attack level roll. Rolls a 1, he won't attack this round. That is the end of round 5. Round 2, turn 5. That is the second round. Goes to the judoka. He will win this fight now unless the Aikidoka can somehow knock him out, which I don't see happening. But never say never. He does have Senkyo and it does do 3 damage counterattack, so there's time, mathematically. But I don't like his chances. So, claiming back now, a third of stamina. A third of 4 is 1 and a bit, so that rounds up to 2. He gets 2 back. So Aikido starts the third round with 2 stamina points. And Judo has 3 stamina points, so he will reclaim 1. So he also starts the round on 2 stamina points. So third round, Aikido with it all to do. And he's in full defense mode, so really needs the judoka to attack, fail in his attacks, and he needs to bring out some counterattack defenses, or this fight is well and truly over. Rolling for initiative, Aikido. 5, judo. 5 as well. We roll again, Aikido. 3, judo. 4. Judo will go first in this round, which means Aikido will not have advantage on his first defense. If judoka wants to attack now, attack level roll for judo, rolls a 3, he will attack. And he'll attack with a roll of 2, which is the Ippon Sayonage again. So let's roll this up. He rolls a 1. Not great. That gives a little bit of hope to Aikido if he can roll well. 18 makes 26, makes 35, 33. So not super strong. Aikido's technique, he really wants a 2 or a 3 here. He doesn't want a 1 or a 2. Anything above a 2, he gets counterattack damage. And rolls a 5. So this is going to be Senkyo. If he can roll this, Senkyo brings 2 counterattack damage. So he'll need to land that at least to try and get this fight going. He's kind of got to land 5 Senkyos in a row to get a knockout. So we'll see. So let's roll this one up. He does not have advantage because he lost initiative. So he gets a 3. It has a difficulty of 8. And he also, I think he's going to get this by with just 1 point. 23, 28, 36, 34. So Senkyo, successful. 34 beats the 33 of the judoka. Ippon Sayonage attack. And so he will deal 2 hit points of damage to judo. And he will take just 1 stamina point for successful Senkyo. The judoka will take 1 stamina point for a failed Ippon Sayonage. That is now the Aikidoka's turn, and he will, of course, defend. So back to the judoka, attack level roll. Rolls a 4, he will attack. And he rolls a 1 on his technique. So again, Ippon Sayonage. Rolls a 3. So we'll mark this one up. 3. Ippon Sayonage has a 9 difficulty. He's now on 3 stamina. So that's 20, 28, 37 minus 3. 37 minus is 34. So slightly better attack than last time. The Aikidoka technique roll is a 2. He's going for an Ikkyo, so no counterattack damage here. And he does roll with advantage. 2 and 3. So only a 3. On Ikkyo. Okay, so he gets the full complement. Plus 9 and 3. And we have a tie. 34 plays 34. And as per the new tie rules, any damage doable is paid. Now, Ikkyo doesn't do any counterattack damage, so the judoka will take no damage. The Ikkyo costs nothing because he successfully did the Ikkyo, so he doesn't get any stamina points. The Ippon Sayonage does do 1 hit point of damage, so Aikido will get a hit point of damage. And the judoka will take a stamina point for a successful execution of the Ippon Sayonage technique. So now the Aikidoka turn, 2, defends yet again, back to judo, attack level roll, rolls a 6, he will be attacking, and he rolls a 3 for his technique. The 3 judoka is the Daki Age technique. So let's roll this one up. Rolls a 6, another crit. And that uses the standard, so he gets the full 15 for his secondary. 8 for difficulty and minus 4 for stamina. Aikido is probably going to have to roll a crit here to try and stay in the match. Or at least try and not get hit. Because it does 2 damage here. 23, 28, 38, 46, minus 4, 42. Super strong. The Aikido technique roll. He rolls a 5. That's Senkyo. So there's counterattack on the table here for 2. But he really needs to roll a 6 now, and he gets advantage. Rolls a 2, needs to do better. And rolls a 6. Wow. All right. Crit a go-go. And it's a difficulty of 8. And he is on... Wow, he's only on 3 stamina. And would you believe, they both get 6, they both get 17 for primary, they both get 15 on their secondary slash reflex. Both techniques had a difficulty of 8. It is level. Difference. Judoka's got a stamina of 4. Aikido's currently on a stamina of 3. That gives him a 1 point advantage on the defense versus attack. And so Senkyo does indeed stand. He will deal 2 counterattack damage points to the Judoka. He will take 1 stamina point for successfully executing a Senkyo. And the Judoka will take just 1 stamina point for a failed Ducky Age. Aikido, turn number 3, again, goes into defense. And we're back to Judoka's attack roll. Who rolls a 3, he will be attacking. And rolls a 5 on his technique attack, which I think is the Ashigurama, which does 2 damage. This is a great little move for Aikido. For Judo. Doesn't cost much, does a lot of damage, and it's easy to execute. So let's roll this one up and see how we go. Rolls a 3. Minus 5 for stamina. 20, 28, 37 minus 5 is 32. So strong, but definitely defeatable. Aikidoka technique roll. Rolls a 4. That will be the Nikkyo. So 1 counterattack damage here. Doable. Needs to roll well though. With advantage, gets a 5 and a 2. So he'll take the 5. Gets the full complement. He gets 8 on difficulty, 4 on stamina, and might just have enough here. So that's 22, 30, 38, minus 4, 34. So the 34 defeats the 32 of the Ashigurama. And so Judo takes another hit point. Nikkyo, that costs a stamina point for a successful execution. And Judo takes 1 stamina point for a failed Ashigurama. And turn 4, Aikido defends yet again. So, fifth and final turn of the match. Aikido doing very well in the third round so far. 5 hit points, plays 1. And the Aikido in total is only on 6 hit points. So he's only 1 behind in total, but he lost the first 2 rounds. And he really did need the knockout to win this victory, but let's just play it out, and let's see if the judoka wants to attack on his final turn. Rolls a 3, he will attack, and he rolls with a 5 on his technique, which is, again, is the Ashigurama technique. Rolls a 5, very strong. And has a difficulty of 9, and this time has 6 stamina, so 22, 30, 39, 39 makes 33. So again, a strong attack, but defendable, as it was last time. Aikido's technique in defense rolls a 6. He's going for Senkyo, which deals 2 counterattack damage if successful. So let's see if he can roll this one up. And crits. Wow. So he will get the full 15 for his reflexes. And this will easily succeed. It's 23... 28, 38, 43, minus 5, 38. So 38, easily defeating the 33. He deals another 2 hit points of damage to the judoka. He takes 1 stamina point for successfully executing Senkyo, while the judoka takes 1 stamina point for failing his Ashigurama. And that leaves just the Aikidoka, who has no attacks because his attack level is set to 6. And that is the end of the fight, ladies and gentlemen. With Judo winning 2-1. Interestingly enough, Aikido dealt 7 hit points of damage in that last round. Only suffered one hit point, and in the total fight only suffered six. So that's interesting. Aikido won overall on hit points, which by the original rules would have meant that he won. But with the modified rules of paying per round, which I quite like. I mean, Judo won the first two handsomely. Did not take a hit point until the third round. So, you know, he won the first round 2 hit points to nil. He ran the second round 3 hit points to nil. And then he lost the third round 7 hit points to 1. But those are the rules. And Aikido does play the long game, and he came home strong at the end. Both of these fighters, super efficient on stamina. Unlike in the last fight where Capoeira got gassed in the first round, these guys nowhere near getting gassed. I mean, I guess Judo with his setup, he has 8 stamina and finished the fight on 7. So I guess he was getting up near it. But I mean, we are talking about the end of the third round before he started to even think about possibly getting gassed. So there we have it. That is the sixth and final fight of the Kumite RPG playtest, with Judo defeating Aikido 2-1, but ultimately losing on hit points, but that's not how we score. So interesting fight. Very interesting. Loving the D6. I think that makes a huge difference. I think it's so much better, and I think it makes it more accessible as a game. Everyone's got D6 lying at home. Not everyone's got D20s and D4s and all those wonderful things. So I think I'm going to stick with D6. I think I'm going to stick with, I like the way that the drawn, you know, if there's a draw between the attack and the defense rolls, that everyone just gets to deal the damage and assign stamina points like they successfully did it. I think that's fair. And I also feel like it moves it along. Most defenses that have a counter attack, you know, they are a defensive move, they're not an attacking move. So they're not designed to have, they're not primarily designed as attacking moves. So to have counter attack means they're more difficult to do. And if you can get a draw on a more difficult technique, you definitely deserve to deal your counterattack damage. So there you go, 6 fights. I should probably do a little bit of a follow-up recording. Just, you know, the first 2 fights were a draw on hit points. I don't think I can go back and backtrack to see who would have won on a per-round basis. But, I mean, Aikido won some fights. Judo won some fights. Capoeira won some fights. The boxer won some fights. Very evenly matched, nice and close. I mean, there were some quick knockouts. There were some obviously full, you know, fights that went the full 3 rounds. I think the balance between stamina expense and damage dealt, say with Capoeira, worked really well. Once he went in full attack mode, that worked really well. Yeah, all in all, I think definitely from the 6 fights, this has been a worthwhile experience. I think the game's improved because of it. I'm going to obviously take some time to rewrite all of these rules back into the core rule set. And if by any chance at all you are actually listening to this, massive thank you. I do appreciate it. I'm sitting here in my bedroom talking to myself. So any kind of comment or like, you know, that stuff's going to be appreciated. Because, yeah, this is just good fun. And hopefully when the full game is ready, I'll be able to release it and people can start playing and we can start enjoying this game together. So that's it for now. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Comment below, let me know you exist. Let me know that you listen to it. That would mean the world to me. And until the next installment, goodbye. Thank you.